So again, we're in Siman Kuf Yud Tes. Today we will be in Sif Gimel with page 289. So yesterday we did a short halachim base. Again, the general topic is we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei, but specifically what we were discussing is if a person wants to add on to a bracha Shmoneh Esrei, their own thing. So we discussed a couple days ago. It wasn't a couple days ago, it was last week already. How you do that, how one would do that, in what form and how they would do that. And yesterday we saw, the Mechaber says, and we pass it this way, that when you do this, if one would do it, so you should keep it short. And we saw a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan. The idea is because Anshei Knesset HaGdol, and we've discussed about the Anshei Knesset HaGdol previously, set up Shmoneh Esrei. So all of a sudden, well, whatever the brachot is, I feel I need more. I have to say more. So as the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's a little chutzpahdik to make that assumption that I could add on with my own words past what Anshei Knesset HaGdol set up. So therefore, if you do it, you should do it in a minimal fashion. And again, we also saw that you shouldn't do it, you shouldn't make a tefillah, your own tefillah, and put it in there and do that and say that every day. Because then also it doesn't look right. It looks like, you know, like, it wasn't good enough. I have to add on more. Well, once in a while, it's one thing. But to do it all the time, that's not so good.
Is it okay on a daily basis to say, before Shlemas and
you should switch off names, or we saw yesterday, the better thing to do is to say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, right, before you take three steps back.
All the Cholim.
Gimel. Okay? Gimel. Im Dilei Gotah B'Bracha Achas. If someone skipped or they made a mistake in one bracha. Now again, skip means you skipped it, right? You can imagine doing this, or hopefully you can't. You missed Ka B'Shof, the whole bracha, right? Not just Ka B'Shof, Bracha Atah Hashem Galis, right? You missed that whole bracha. And then later on you realize, I missed the whole bracha. Mevarach Hashem, whatever bracha it is. Now again, we're talking about the please brachas, the middle brachas. So if you skip one, or you made a mistake in one, and meaning that in a place where a mistake would be crucial, let's say St. Talamat to the bracha. Bracha achas mi'amsias, and one of the middle brachas, as we just said, next page, 290. Ein sarach laksar, right? Ein sarach laksar ela l'rosh ha-bracha, shetav. So what do? You have to go back. So let's say you left out V'lamashim al seisikva, right? Let's say you left out that bracha. Shover aravim machni azedim, right? You left out that bracha. So what do you have to do? You're up to, I don't know, Shema Kolenu. I didn't say V'lamashim al seisikva. I didn't say that bracha. So what do you have to do? You have to go back. But you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, right? Also, you don't have to go back to the beginning of the please brachas. You don't have to go back to Atachonen. You would think maybe you have to go back to Atachonen. Because after all, right, we said the first three brachas are one unit, the last three brachas are one unit, and the middle are one unit. So you might think one unit means that if I made a mistake or left one out, I have to go back to the beginning of the unit. Like we say otherwise with the first set and the last set. Answer is no. You just have to go back to the one you made a mistake in. So in other words, in our example, you have to go back to V'lamashim al seisikva, right? Stop in the middle of Shema Kolenu, go back to V'lamashim al seisikva, say that bracha, shorvei arivim machni azeidim, u'misham ve'elach yachzor al seder. And you have to continue. Allah tzedikim, Allah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you said those bracha, you said v'yushalayim yerecha, you said it at Samak David, you said that, but there's an order. Remember, we saw this all the way beginning at the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, brings down the Gemara, that it's not only the brachas, but also the order which Chazal set up for the please brachas is a specific order, right? A very specific order. So therefore, we can't, as using a modern day term, you can't cut and paste. Well, okay, I forgot V'lamashim al seisikva. I'm up to Shema Kolenu. I'll just say V'lamashim al seisikva. Shema Kolenu. Right? Answer is, the order makes a difference. So therefore, you have to go back to where you made the mistake. Again, not all the way back to the beginning of the sequence. You go back to wherever you made the mistake, and then you continue in order. You're going to be repeating certain brachas. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out something which I think you're probably familiar with. And that is, this is all speaking about that you only, so to speak, go back to where the bracha you made the mistake and then continue from there if you made, you left it out or you made a mistake by accident, by a shogeg. But as we've seen before, if you made a mistake on purpose, hopefully no one would ever do this, but if you did it on purpose, then you have to go to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. If you recall, we discussed this before, and that is we paskin that, let's say you make a mistake, you speak during davening. So really you only have to go back to the beginning of the bracha you spoke in. But we say under most circumstances you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because if you speak on purpose, you know what that means. So then, again, we go according to those Achronim and say you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, you destroy your Shmoneh Esrei. So the same thing would be here. If you made a mistake on purpose, so then you spoke, so to speak, for no reason in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. It's like you spoke in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So we pass and you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just based on a comment on what Rob said earlier, so if I make a mistake completely in Modim, and now I'm in Sim Shalom, I got to go back to Ritzei?
Right. We're going to get to that.
I don't go back.
We're going to get to that. Right. We're not up to that yet. Okay. We will stop there for tonight. And Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about how about if a chazan made a mistake? Nobody. Doesn't happen. No, this is lag del Torah v'yad, just for learning sake. It's totally shema. It happened.